Shalom, everybody! In this week's Parsha, Yaakov Avinu gives brachos to his children and to two of his grandchildren. And the Torah says in Perek Memtes, Pasuk Aleph, that before he gave them brachos, Vayikra Yaakov El Banav Vayomer, Yaakov called to his children and he said, Heyasvu Ve'agida Lachem Eis Asher Yikra Eschem Be'acharis Hayamim. Gather together, he said, Heyasvu, gather together and I will tell you what will happen to you at the end of days, Be'acharis Hayamim. Yaakov insisted that the children gather together, Heyasvu, before he's going to tell them what's going to happen to them in the future. And then in the next pasuk, he stresses again that they come together. He kavtu v'shimu, gather together and listen. Why was it so important that the children gather together before they heard the brachos? The Medrash in the Medrash Rabbah Parshat Tzari Ches Piska Beis quotes one opinion which says that Yaakov gathered the children together because he was warning them against machlokes, against fissures in Klal Yisrael. He told them, Kulchon Asifa Achas. He said, you're all one congregation, one assembly, one group. But that medrash only makes our question stronger. Machlokis is, of course, a terrible thing. But why was Yaakov saying that now? Why here? And how was that related to Acharis Hayamim, to the end of days? These questions are asked by Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vedas, who died in 1986. And he says the following beautiful explanation in his Sefer on the Chumash, Emes LeYaakov. Says Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the most important thing for Yaakov Avinu to impart to his children before he passed away was a deep belief in and an understanding of the Geula. They each needed to hear about their specific roles in Klal Yisrael, each according to their specific talents and abilities. Yaakov Avinu knew well that Klal Yisrael was not in any way meant to be all one mind, one voice, one opinion. Klal Yisrael is made up of different people, different opinions. It's made up of 12 shvatim, each one with their own job, their own role. You and I are different, and we have different roles and different opinions. But we are also both critical parts of the whole, critical parts of the Tzibur. And that is why, says of Yaakov Kamenetsky, Yaakov Avinu gathered the children together before he blessed them and prepared them for the Galus and the Geula. If someone were to erroneously think that Klal Yisrael needed to be one-dimensional, everyone acting and thinking identically, then that could lead to devastating machlokes. I'm right. You're wrong. My way is right. Your way is wrong. And therefore, since it was erroneous, Yaakov Avinu called together his children and he said, Hey Asfu, he said, Ikavtu, come together, gather together, listen. Each of you have specific talents and skills that are necessary for Klal Yisrael to survive and to thrive. But you must come together and listen to what I say to the other Shvatim. They also have specific talents, and they also have specific skills necessary for Klal Yisrael. They may not be the same skills you have. They may have different opinions as you do. But hey, Asfu, he kavtu, come together. You're all important. You're all needed. And each of you has to hear what Yaakov tells everyone else, so that you will not only value your own contributions, but you'll also value the contributions of the other 11 Shvatim as well. And Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky goes further. He says that not only must every Shevet know that other Shvatim, that other talents, that other perspectives, that other opinions are valued, but they also learn and they must know that the survival of Klal Yisrael is not dependent only on them. The job of ensuring Bnei Yisrael's survival in the Galus and the job of ensuring and bringing the ultimate Geula is a joint effort. I need you and you need me. I need your skills. I need your contributions. I need your perspectives and you need mine as well. As long as we are under the umbrella of halacha and mesorah, then we say, Eilu va'elu divrei Elokim chayim. There are many ways to serve Hashem, and I have to respect your way, and you have to respect mine. That is the only way that we can bring the ultimate geula. Have a good day, everyone.